Could no deal to avoid the fiscal cliff mean furloughs for federal workers? Federal agencies are bracing for that possibility. The Washington Post reporting some agencies are anticipating furloughs and others are mapping out how to slow hiring as well as outside contracting if there's no deal by the beginning of the year. Joining us live now to talk more about this, Manu Raju, senior congressional reporter for Politico. Welcome back to WTOP. We are learning more about what could happen and who could be most affected today.
That's right. I mean, you know, it looks like the Obama administration is really starting to warn these federal agencies to prepare for the worst-case scenario. Look, I mean, this is right now they're at complete loggerheads in Congress. Neither side is budging from their positions. We still have time in order to reach a deal, but this game of chicken could take the country over the fiscal cliff, and whether that means furloughs and whether that means spending cuts, agencies are trying to prepare. And, you know, a lot of folks are aware of all that have done this in the past because, as we are aware, in the last couple of years, there have been a couple of near government shutdowns and other continuing resolutions that have forced these agency managers to prepare for sort of this worst-case scenario.
Manu, do we know which agencies in particular would be affected off the bat, and when it might occur, actually?
The one thing that's always been a concern with from a lot of folks is the defense agencies. In the first year alone, we're expecting about $109 billion for both domestic and defense programs, about half of that coming from defense agencies. So I think a lot of defense contractors, a lot of Pentagon workers certainly are nervous about this prospect, and that's one of the reasons why that has been such a big push by a lot of the folks who have this defense constituencies in their backyards, in their as their voters have been pushing for a deal on Capitol Hill. We'll see if that happens, though.
Manu, House Speaker John Boehner today saying no progress. He says he's still waiting for a serious counteroffer from the president to the plan that's been proposed by House Republicans. Is this a situation where he needs to hear something specific about what programs will be cut before he will talk seriously about making spending cuts and increasing taxes?
Yeah, you know, the president, the speaker really is concerned about conceding on the tax rate issue unless he has some cover from the president about what they would agree on the spending cut side. Whereas the president does not want to give on any sort of entitlements until the speaker agrees that they need to raise tax rates. So I think what we're going to see is sort of this back and forth for the next few weeks really play out as we get closer and closer to the deadline, as agencies start to get more and more nervous about cuts happening, and until one side really realizes that they have no room, no more room to wait. And, you know, the president thinks that the longer that they wait and move towards the deadline, that more and more Republicans are going to grow concerned about this prospect and going to say, look, let's just pass the middle-class tax cut package for people who make less than $250,000. Let's get a deal on that, and then they force the president to cut a deal on entitlements. I think that how the White House calculates what's going to happen. I'm just not quite sure exactly that's what will happen at the end of the day.
And quickly, Manu, a better-than-expected jobs report today. Does that give the president some momentum in the fiscal talks?
You know, the White House certainly hopes so, but I think that both sides do acknowledge that that could be fleeting. If there is no deal, that could send the economy back into recession. That's what a lot of economists are warning. So I think that both sides realize that while there's a recovery taking foot, it's very tepid, and it can certainly turn back if no deal is reached.
Manu, appreciate the update. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Manu Raju, senior congressional reporter for Politico.